This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank Pacheco is with us in Canada. And, Frank, you mentioned preparedness. I'd like to read an email, and this explains what some people think. This is one person. And this young person happened to be a student of USA Prepares. And he became an instructor. He's a wonderful man. He's been to our expos. He's been to our meetups. Absolutely wonderful. And I want to read this. I received this this morning. Hey, it's been a while, but I wanted to express how sorry I am to see you and your show and the Genesis Communications Network go. I'm glad to hear that you'll continue to broadcast on other networks, and I'll still continue to listen. It's a lot of work doing radio and farming, so I wanted to thank you for all the work you do and have done. I've learned a lot since I got into this crazy thing we call prepping, but it comes with great reward. Thanks to USA Prepares meetups and expos, I've met quite a few good people with whom I'm still friends with to this day. Keep up the good work, Linus Ertley. Linus, thank you for that. And I responded with a letter via email. And I said, Linus, it's great to hear from you. Please let me have your phone number. And I'd love to give you a call and have the USA Prepares instructors and students come to the barbecue, you know, when we host that. And I don't know, and that would be, you know, all the USA Prepares instructors who can make it, and all the students, and we can have it at our farm, Natural Farms, the campground.
Mm.
And it'd be a hoot, I think. And so I'd love to do that. I know Kyle wants to come out here, and it's a long way from Montana. Rich has been here. You know, so we may have instructors, including our instructors from Utah and California, like Bert and Greg. So I don't know. I don't know. It'd be real tough for Gwen. It's real tough. I mean, it's a long swim across the ocean. But it'd be a wonderful thing. And of course, all the instructors would be invited. So that email that I just read is kind of a microcosm of the feeling about USA Prepares. There are some students who have actually done what we have done, you know, moving outside of the city limits, getting out of Dodge, and it's great. So I want to share that with you, Frank, and with the class. So from your perspective, Frank, you'll need to connect via...
There's a possibility that a gentleman from Canada could come down, but I want your bell pepper sandwich. I crave for that so much. I can't wait till summertime comes because... Class, here I am. I'm in the country. I do servicing. I drive for maybe hours before I actually get to a destination. So I have ways of listening to, obviously, our classes. And sometimes Vince talks about, well, during a commercial, or he goes and gets this bell peppered sandwich, and it makes me so hungry in my truck.
peppers and tomatoes and a little bit of Miracle Whip mayonnaise. And some onion and or some olive oil or take cold pasta and cut up some tomatoes and peppers, bell peppers and hot peppers and sweet peppers and tomatoes and a little olive oil and a little vinegar, a little bit of salt and maybe a little bit of pepper. That's great. I mean, that's kind of... Well, we actually do what we say. And so, Frank, from your connection perspective in Canada, we're going to need to have your phone or your computer have Skype. And that's how we're going to do it. So it'll be a Skype connection. This is how it will work, class. Skype from the instructors to me. They will call in to the farm studio, and I'll put them on Skype. They, at the same time that they're used to right now, they will hear the connection. In the connection, they'll hear the introduction, the outroduction, all the things that they're used to, the sound cues that we have, and we'll be broadcasting. Now, what I don't know is, are we going to be at the same time? Probably not. We might be moving to a different time slot. There's some technical things that we have to, some hurdles that we have to jump through. But in my telephone conversations with Jeff Rentz of the Rentz Radio Network, he pledged his full support. Whatever we need, he wants to do it. He likes us that well that he's going to do whatever he needs to do to keep us with him. And Todd Waite, same discussion. And actually, Todd Waite at Global Star and Jeff Rentz are working together with me to make sure that this all happens. And if it doesn't happen, it's my fault. So, and then Frank, there's another radio network. Geez, I probably shouldn't say. I'll just say it.
You don't have to.
I said something on the air about another radio network. And it was positive. What I was thanking another radio network for, well, one of their hosts happened to pick up and play on that host's broadcast the interview with me and Jeff Rentz. And I told Jeff Rentz about that, and he thought it was just great. Well, I wanted to make sure that I communicated with the ownership of that other radio network that what I was doing was all positive. It was nothing negative about it. I was just thankful that we were picked up. And it sounded like the host was saying, hey, y'all ought to pay attention to Jeff Rentz and Vin Finelli because these guys know what they're talking about. That was kind of the tone of the message, and then it was played. So it wasn't like bashing us. This host was very, very positive about us, and I really appreciate that. And I wanted to say thank you, and that's what I did. And so there was a question, was it thanks or was it not thanks? So I was concerned that maybe there's a possibility that was perceived when I said it as not being thankful from my perspective. So I called the radio network and I talked to one of the owners, and so the owner said, hey, could y'all use an hour? I said, no, we only broadcast two. So, okay, we're going to do two. We're going to put you on for two. So another radio network has given us an offer to put us on for 2 hours. And the network owner said, we can do it in a week. I said, well, I can't. I can't do it in a week. So I want to talk to Jeff Rentz about this because it's incumbent upon me to share this information with him and see if he's okay with it. If he's not okay with it, we're not going to do it. But if he is okay with it, we will do it. So there's a possibility that, and this is what I meant by the Allied, you know, in World War II, there were the Allies, the Canadians, the Americans, the Australians, the English, okay, and a few others. So we were allies. Well, that's what this is going to be, because we need to be allies, because our side is being muffled. Not everybody is broadcasting about how to fix, how to repair, how to make last longer, how to reduce the cost of. And that's what we do. I mean, that's one of the things we do. And I was reading a post about Genesis Communications Network. And they're talking about, you know, some of the people who are in the disinformation business. I don't think we are. I don't think those of us at Genesis Communications Network are in the disinformation business. And that is absolutely for sure about USA Preparedness. We have been right on the money, like, all the time. And they quoted about this broadcast that even teaches how to survive a gunfight. I thought, wow, I wonder who that could be. They're talking about us. Now, has anyone else taught a class on how to survive a gunfight? And that doesn't mean, you know, you go out with your pistol and you start, you know, waving it around. That means if someone pulls one on you, here, what do you do? That's what that means. What do you do when somebody starts shooting through your window? What do you do? I mean, you're in a gunfight whether you want to be or not, right? So, you know, we've had instruction on that. And so it's easy to poke fun at us, like, oh, you hear guys talking about how to survive a gunfight. But, you know, if you listen to the news, there are people being shot all the time, like in all these cities. I mean, get out of Dodge, class. Get out of the way of these flying bullets, right? But, you know, we're not looking for a fight. But you know what? There have been times when projectiles have been shot at my house in Virginia. So if you're wondering, why do I carry a pistol? Now you know. Because we were shot at. I opposed a dump and a prison being put in our little hamlet. It was crazy. You know, having the biggest operation in this little town of 500 people being a prison. That was nuts, a for-profit prison. And that means that at that time, during the day, there would be more prisoners in town than there would be residents, which is crazy. And then it was being sold to the village as, hey, this is a really good thing. We've got a lot of jobs. You know, just because there's a prison doesn't mean they're going to hire locals. Doesn't mean anything other than the prisoners are coming. So anyway, not everybody likes the idea that, you know, we the villagers speak up for the village. And sometimes people do some nasty things. So, you know, you would see me, you'd see me on my tractor with an AK-47 strapped to my back. And when I say AK-47, I mean AK-47.
But
I'm sorry to say that, class, but that's the truth. And I've said this in the past. But, Frank, you'll need to have Skype. And we're going to do some testing. So I'm going to be real busy with instructors testing, make sure that, you know, our connections are good. And that they, you know, I'll be sending out some emails with the protocols of how to do it, what the new clock looks like, and so forth.
Well, we just got a new laptop, so that'll be good. We're still learning how to use it. But Vince, as an instructor, I hope if she is listening, your wife, Mrs. Finale, and Ben, because I am sure now they're taking a lot of load from you, feeding those animals, doing all those things. So if she's listening, I want to thank her and Ben, I'm sure, that because I can just see in your mind or just feel it that you have a lot of work in front of you for us teachers and obviously for yourself and for the importance of our classes. I mean, it's I know it's hard to believe, but I, you know, of all the things that are in the radio, I have been a student, and it's knowing when wanting to know things that has, you know, taken me to you, Dr. Shealy, you, and of course all the broadcasters. I never dreamed that I would be talking to you personally as I am right now. But I also felt that there was a need because of this appliance thing. I mean, and we've talked about so many things that I'm sure we've saved $10,000 of stuff if we go back to all our classes. Yeah.
But well, let's talk about some of that when we come back from this commercial break. Frank Pacheco's with us. So, class, if you're wondering if Frank is going to stay on USA Prepares, the answer is absolutely. And so is everybody
else. It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you've heard me say that everything's broken. And it's going to be really hard to put it all back together. And we're talking about the supply chain. We're talking about companies with substandard products. We're talking about warranties that don't get honored. We're talking about everything being broken. We're talking about crime. We're talking about fraud. We're talking about all kinds of problems. Well, we had our expos. We had seven of them here in the United States. USA Prepares Get Prepared Expo. And they were the best in the world. No question about it. I'd never done one before, but I thought I could do it. And I learned how to do it, and I worked on it really hard. And it worked. And what I decided to do was, there was a problem that I had with the water. And I wanted to make sure that our students, our instructors, were able to get water filtration systems that would filter the water and do a good job of it. Carbon block type filters. And so I bought pallets of them and I sold them at the lowest cost in the country at our expos. So you could buy them right from us and take them home. And nobody could touch our price. Nobody. And ultimately, I switched manufacturers because of a warranty issue. And I called the manufacturer. I talked to a salesperson. I wanted to talk to the owner. I know the owner. I had the owner on live with me here at USA Prepares. And I said that there's a problem. I want to talk to the owner. And they said, no, you can't talk to him. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the problem. And there's a failure point in the filter, not the canister, but the filter. And they said, well, okay, here's what you do. Have your customers send them back. And I said, are you serious? So this is a bona fide problem. You know it's a problem. I'm telling you it's a problem. And you want our customers to send them back and pay postage to send them back? I said, I'm not doing that. They said, okay, have your customers take a picture of it, crush them, take a picture of them crushed, and send us the picture. I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to put our customers through any extra effort because they bought a product that's defective and you're putting them through all this. I said, you know, I thought what you were going to say is this. Mr. Finelli, we are so sorry. We are so sorry that you're having this problem. Would it be okay if we sent you two cases of filters and then you can, at your discretion, replace filters right there on the floor of your expo? I said, but you didn't say that. And the guy didn't know what to say. And I said, you know what? I don't want to do business with you anymore. Close my account. He said, okay, you'll have to send that in writing. I said, you're out of your mind. I said, you're out of your mind. You want me to go through some more work because you guys made a defective product and you won't honor a warranty without jumping through hoops. So that was the end of that. So I stopped doing business with that company. And I started doing business with another company. And that company is called ProPure. And I called the owner, and we talked, and he had a problem with this other company, too. And he became a manufacturer of water filtration systems because he had the same kind of problems with the same with the company that I had problems with. So he decided he was going to fix it by building his own company, and he did. And he changed the name from ProPure to Pro One. Well, so I was a ProPure / Pro One dealer and bought these things in bulk. Sold them at the Get Prepared Expo at the lowest cost in the country. Okay? And so they were a great seller. I mean, because, well, the price was as low as it could possibly be. And we're not greedy here at USA Prepares. We just wanted to cover our cost to make sure our customers, who are students and faculty, get the best deal in the world. And they did. So I just got this email letter from Pro One. Quote, and when I say everything's broken, here's just one example. Quote, dear valued Pro One dealer, we would like to start by thanking you for the time you have been an authorized Pro One dealer. We appreciate the business that you've brought to us over the years that has helped build Pro One water filters into a very respected water filtration company. Along with our exploding growth, our company popped up on the radar of one of the water filtration's largest players, Culligan International. As of April 1, 2023, Pro One became a business unit of Culligan International. With Culligan's vast network of resources, knowledge, our little Michigan company will continue to grow to be the most tested, most trusted name in water filtration industry. I'll continue the rest of this email.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
USA News Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why can't I God, you're
take when you go to DC
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank's with us in Canada, and you know we've taken a detour, but I'm trying to explain to you what we're talking about, how everything is broken. So this is a letter that I received via email from Pro One, which used to be called ProPure. So it goes on to say, quote, with new added insights and expanding growth also comes change. As we implement a new business plan, the decision has been thoughtfully made that we find it necessary to discontinue your business as part of our authorized dealer program effective 4/15/24. We will only be keeping a small select number of active in the last year's dealers, mostly international and very high volume sales dealers, to keep the brand active in other countries as well as the United States, as we have done in the past and will continue to do. All orders will be processed in the order in which we receive them. No orders will be accepted as of the dates below, depending on the type of dealer you are. Now, bulk buy dealers, that's not us. Well, we were. But if you are a bulk buy dealer, the last day to submit the new bulk order is 4/5/24. This will give us time to fulfill and consolidate your orders for shipping along with your existing in-house orders, in-house now orders in a timely fashion. Please note that no bulk orders will be accepted after 4/5/24. We also ask that once you've sold through your inventory, you take the time to delete Pro One products and any related intellectual property as soon as possible. Dropship direct customer dealers, which is what we have done also. If you are a drop ship direct to your customer dealer, the last day to submit your drop ship orders will be 4/15/24. This gives us time to fulfill your new orders along with your existing in-house now orders in a timely fashion. Please note that no drop ship direct customer orders will be accepted after 4/15/24. We also ask that your last order, once your last order has been received by your customer, you take the time to delete Pro One products and any related intellectual property as soon as possible. We appreciate your understanding in advance and wish you the very best in all your future endeavors. Again, thank you for the time that you've been an authorized Pro One water filters dealer. Respectfully, your team at Pro One Water Filters. End quote. What that says, class, this is my recapitulation of that. This is, thanks so much for helping us build the business. All y'all, we don't need you anymore. That's what it means. So they've been assumed or consumed by Culligan, and they've got their own distribution. They do not want the people who help them build their business. Now, obviously, I was not part of the management team, but I was part of the distribution team. Not a real big player, but it just frosts me that everything is broken. It's like, what's in it for us? That's what it is. What's in it for us? Sears Roebuck and Company, satisfaction guaranteed, your money back, and they pulled that. They stopped saying that. And then lifetime guarantee, where are you going to get a lifetime guarantee? They went under. They're gone. So, class, you are on your own. And this is what Frank has been talking about, preparedness. Frank, back to you.
Yes, Vince. 40 years ago, I had a beautiful job teaching at a college here in Canada. Then I got called in to the office. I thought I was going to be praised for all the good things that I was doing. but all I got was, I am sorry, we're going to close the program. And I'm looking and I'm saying, oh my, I am so glad I'm in a trade that I don't really care. Because I then started slowly my business, and 40 years in it, I'm still going strong. And you said Mrs. Fernandi looked at you with crossed eyes. Says, "No, Vince, you're not going to buy GCN." Every now and then, I come to Mrs. Pacheco and says, "I'm going to start a water business." She says, "Frank, you're almost 70. I'm going to go into generators, Frank. You're almost 70." This desire of us wanting to be prepared and do things, it just doesn't seem to die. But then, you know, Vince, what's his name, the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy, the Colonel Sanders? He only became famous when he was 90, and I kind of looked at him. And, of course, look at Dr. Sheely at 92, still, you know, being there and still putting out beautiful information.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Frank. When I was teaching in the Virginia public school system, I built this computer company, and within the classroom, and it was the largest classroom in the school district. It was a cafetorium, it was a brand new school, and I was teaching high school students in the middle school building because the middle school was a new building, and it was the only location that had a classroom big enough for what I was teaching, which is how to manufacture computers. So first year, we built and installed networks all over the state. We were on the Virginia News Network. We were in the 6 o'clock news, the 11 o'clock news. I mean, nobody could believe what had been done inside a public school system. It had never been done before. We sold $1,200,000 worth of computers out of the classroom, my classroom, the first year, okay? So this was a really big news. A U.S. congressman came to class. We were selected to be, what would this be? We were selected as the presenters of the Department of Education's booth at the state fair for 11 days. So the Department of Education for the Commonwealth of Virginia said, y'all do it better than we do. Y'all, would y'all mind taking our spot? Because you guys are really show and tell. You know. So I brought my students there. So what I'm saying is it was a really big deal. And there was a committee that was deciding on Teacher of the Year. They had a Teacher of the Year award program. And all the teachers were invited, and I was invited to go to the Teacher of the Year program. So I'm standing up in the back, and I'm listening to the president of this committee, and he's talking about, you know, how wonderful this teacher is. And she reads to fifth graders or fourth graders. So she won Teacher of the Year because she read out loud to some students. Frank, that's probably, I couldn't believe it. I was, really? So, you know, it's kind of like what you hear in the news about, you know, people getting promoted because of some ridiculous attribute that they've just ascribed themselves to.
I guess our students would know the Peter Principle. Vince, I'm very much aware of that, and I think it's really true.
Class, Frank's talking about the Peter Principle. It's a real thing.
Quite a bit, yeah.
It's a real thing, and what it says is, a person is promoted to his highest level of incompetence. So what that really means is, or it could be a she, he or she. So person's, let's say he for now, he's doing his job and he's doing really well. He's just hired and he's like the guppy. He's like the bottom of the totem pole. He's the guppy. And he's doing a good job. And someone says, the boss says, oh, you're really doing a good job. You actually need to be a team leader. So he becomes a team leader, and he's showing the other guys, the other guppies, how to sweep the floors, and he's doing a really good job. And they say, you know, you really could probably be a supervisor. So they promote him to be a supervisor of the floor sweepers, and he's doing a pretty good job. And they say, you know what, the next level, you deserve to be a manager. So they put him in as a manager, and he falls apart. And they go, oh, I can't believe it. He's doing so well as a guppy, a team leader, a supervisor of guppies, and we promoted him to be a manager, and he's falling apart, and the whole company's dependent on him and his guppies, and we're going to lose the company. So let's just leave him where he is. So that is the Peter Principle, promoted to his highest level of incompetence. That's one level past where he was doing a good job. He's doing a good job, doing a good job, doing a good job, fails, and we keep him where he failed. That is the Peter Principle. Right, Frank?
That's right. Yes, you have it. I knew you would know that.
And so, you, class, you don't have to know anything, and you can be president. I mean, you can just watch the news and see proof of that. You can be president of either a corporation or of the United States. You know, as long as you're a natural-born citizen, as long as you're over 35 years old, you can be president of the United States. And you could even be a plagiarist. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can do it. Well, I'm not saying you can do it, because class, we don't have those kind of people in our class. But those who might accidentally tune in for a minute, they can do it. Frank, well, you're absolutely right.
You know, I was, Vince, with,
go ahead.
With my job, and obviously everybody has some sort of problems with their appliances, I've gone through so many different households, different people, different levels of of income and so on and so forth, CEOs, I know, like, and sometimes I would go, now up here I don't find many, and I'm saying, are you really in charge of this big multi-corporation? I am trying to explain to you the simplest of the simplest, and you don't seem to be understanding. Peter Principle, Vince.
Wait, Frank, I've said this before, so this is nothing new, class, but I built a computer network along with five of us, and we installed a mainframe system. I was in charge of data communications. So that was my area of concentration at this bank. And there was a guy in charge of systems programming. There was a guy in charge of the mainframe hardware. I mean, so there were five of us, and we literally built this network. I mean, it was a showroom for the latest IBM computer equipment, big mainframe, huge. And it was all new. We built it. I mean, literally, the five of us built this thing. And President Gerald Ford was on the board of directors of this corporation. And so he was coming for the annual board of directors meeting. And the five of us were with Gerald Ford, me and the others. And we were telling him about how many transactions per second, how many records, how big the database was, what all those blinking lights and the data communications equipment. We were telling all about this for about, 15 or 20 minutes. He's kind of leaning on a big, massive disk drive size of a refrigerator. Half height, and he's leaning, and that was the response we got from him. And at the very end, we said, "Mr. President, do you have any questions?" And he said, "Just one. What's the difference between hardware and software?" Now, this is a president of the United States, Gerald R. Ford, and we were telling him, and he's saying, he's nodding as if we're thinking he wants more. He's getting it. He wants more. He had no clue what we were talking about. We're talking about the Peter Principle.
Yeah.
The Peter Principle. And then at Ford Aerospace, where we got a tour of Intelsat 5, the president of Ford came out for the annual board of directors meeting, and he got out of the limousine. He saw this great big 90-foot diameter satellite antenna. He said, "How many of those do we make a day?" It's like five in the world. It took nine months for 90 engineers to move it from one side of the parking lot to the other. The Peter Principle.
There you have it. Peter Principle.
Get healthy and get high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, I was laid off. Frank was laid off. We're getting it again. And I've been fired. I am the most fired guy in radio 8 times. You know, who can put on his resume fired 8 times in radio? You know, I can. And, you know, when I say fired, you know, the layoff is one. This currently is a layoff of everybody. From top to bottom, nobody is spared on this Genesis Communications Network closed down.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the warmest feeling for Genesis Communications Network. I think they are just outstanding based on my experience. And I can tell you this, that Ted Anderson, nobody at Genesis had said, hey, you ought to talk about, you know, or whatever you do, don't talk about. That's never happened, not once. So I have the greatest feeling of respect for Genesis. This is a terrible blow to everybody. But we're going to work through it. USA Prepares is going to try its best to survive. And I guess maybe, class, you should check with the Ron Gibson BitChute channel for what's happening with us. Pick us up on Rents Radio. Pick us up on Global Star. Pick us up on the telephone listen line, 605-615-1815. And, we'll let you know what's happening. But, Frank, here in the world of appliances, here's a post on Facebook Marketplace. This is an over-the-range microwave oven. Okay? Here's what it says. It's free. Microwave works, turntable works, the plastic in the front is starting to crack, and the glass on the front has to be pushed up before shutting the door. Someone might be able to fix them. I thought I'd offer them before junking it. Now, Frank, I think it's a serious, serious concern that the door and the glass is not attached, and you have to push up the door to get it to close. This is not worth picking up for free.
Absolutely.
Unless you want it for parts.
Unless you want a beautiful magnet, class. The magnetron, which is the component that produces the microwaves, has two very powerful magnets. Pens, I have about 4 or 5 magnetrons that I still need. I have a lot of magnets, but, you know, those magnets come in very handy.
You know, Frank, I was thinking about what you were saying, and if cars had steel bumpers, you know, today, if they still had steel bumpers, you could take one of those magnets, put it on the end of a tow strap, put the other magnet on the other end of a tow strap, and then put the magnets on the bumpers, and then you say, they're almost, I mean, of course I'm being facetious, but they're almost, I mean, they're really, really strong glass. Really strong.
Yeah.
So don't pick up broken microwave ovens with doors that don't seal properly, because you will be cooking yourself in your own kitchen.
Yeah, especially over the range, they will be right at your eyesight. So definitely say no to that, as I said, unless you want beautiful magnets. But Vince, in a more serious note, Genesis, I love their archive system. I mean, this radio station, I'm sure our students know, because they would have listened to us and do it, but it had so many features that were like, wow. When I started listening to U.S. Preparers, more than 11 years ago, and to sometimes you would miss, and you could go into the archives, and there is Dr. Shealy, and then there is Vince, and then there is and so on and so forth. I was a little bit prepared, Vince, because some of my favorite classes, which were you could do, you could download the PM3, I guess the file. So I have them in my Gmail. So hopefully my Gmail doesn't go, because I have quite a number of classes in there.
Yeah, and Ron Gibson has them too, class. So if you want commercial free, They're on the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute and Odyssey. And my plan, class, is to make our archives available to our class. And going forward, I talked to Ron Gibson. He's going to carry us. And I'm going to send him commercial-free files so he can post them. And it may contain some, you know, maybe a commercial from Rents Radio or another network. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work, but I am going to be producing commercial-free archives. That's my plan. Commercial-free, you know, without it, as many breaks. But it's still in the works. I've got a lot of telephone discussions, and I've got a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
But Frank,
of course, Ron Gibson got. Remember, he used to be on YouTube, and.
Yeah.
And so I'm so happy that he has his own channel, and he's such a nice guy. I mean, I'm also involved in this little chat line, and you know, and then he takes things off because it wasn't proper. So well, very nice man.
You know, I know Ron Gibson. I know him.
You do.
I was out doing a convention seminar on the East Coast. He lives in the Carolinas, and I mentioned that, and I said I'd love to meet you. So we went to lunch together. And he is more, whatever you think about him, he's better than that. I mean, I think so highly of him, and he's actually better than that. He is as nice and kind as you can possibly imagine. As with all of the people who like USA Prepares, every single one of them is a gem. Every single one. And I'm really fortunate.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.